Okay, good afternoon, everybody. Today, Ben Shem, we're going to begin Maseches Bava Basra. Mazel tov to everyone on completing Maseches Bava Metzia. So today we're going to be learning Bava Basra Daf Beis. Today's shiur is sponsored by Dr. David Lander in honor of his wife and children, and Lila Nishlis's mother, Goldava Simcha La Shalom. We thank him very, very much for the sponsorship. So what we're going to discuss in today's daf is that first the Mishnah is going to talk about the rules of building a wall between two properties and the different sizes that walls come in and what people are allowed to insist on and not insist on. The Gemara is going to have two possible definitions of the word mechitza, because the first phrase in the Masechta is Hashutafin Sharatu Lasos Mechitza. What exactly does mechitza mean? And those two definitions of the word mechitza are going to lead us to two different Piskei Halacha about Hezek Re'iyah, which is the primary topic of the daf. Is Hezek Re'iyah Shmei Hezek or Lav Shmei Hezek? Do we consider the damage of lack of privacy of someone being able to see you, do we consider that to be a significant damage, or do we consider that not to be significant? In fact, the rest of the daf and Amud Beis is going to be six rayas, whether Hezek Re'iyah Shmei Hezek or Hezek Re'iyah Lav Shmei Hezek. So let's begin on the top of daf Beis Amud Aleph, Hashu Tafin. But first, a little bit about this Masechta. Masechta Bava Basra is the third of the three Bavas. We have Bava Kama, Bava Metzia, of course, and Bava Basra. And even though we view it as three different Masechtas, nevertheless, we find a Shita in Amoraim that it's all really one Masechta, called Maseches Nezikin, and it consists of 30 Prakim. It makes sense to a certain degree that that must be how it is, because typically when you have a Seder of Shas, we start with the largest Masechta in terms of number of Prakim, and then go down from there. So in Seder Nezikin, we start with Bava Kama, Bava Metzia, Bava Basra, and then we have Sanhedrin, which has 11 Prakim. But Bava Kama, Bava Metzia, Bava Basra each have only 10 Prakim. So it would seem backwards that we're going from 10 to 10 to 10 to 11, and then we start going down in number. But if you learn that it's all one big Masechta, and it's 30 Prakim, so it makes sense. We start with 30 Prakim, and then we go down to 11 Prakim. This is, in fact, a Gemara in Bava Kama Daf Kuf Beis, where Rav Yosef says, Kula Nezikin, Chada Masechta Hi. And Rashi writes, what does it mean, Kula Nezikin? It means Bava Kama, Bava Metzia, Bava Basra are all a single Masechta, and that's what Tosas writes over here as well in the Tap Tosfos on Beis Amud Aleph. However, the Rimi Gash in Maseches Shvuos Daf Beis Amud Aleph says no. When Rav Yosef says Kula Nezikin Chada Masechta, he means all of Seder Nezikin is a single Masechta. Not only Bava Kama, Bava Metzia, Bava Basra. Nafkamina, as far as what's included in the single Masechta, is the context that it comes up there in Maseches Bava Kama, where we talk about the rule of Machlokas V'Achar Kachstam Halacha Kastam. That if you have a Machlokas in an earlier Mishnah, and then later on you have a Stam Mishnah, the Halacha is like the Stam Mishnah against, and that determines the Machlokas. But that's only within a single Masechta. But if it crosses over from one Masechta to the next, then we don't know if it's a Machlokas V'achar Kach Stam, or a Stam V'achar Kach Machlokas. So certainly, within Bava Kama, Bava Metzia, Bava Basra, Rav Yosef holds it's all Chada Masechta. Tells us in Bava Metzia, though, on Daf Beis Amud Aleph writes, that not all the Amoraim hold that way. Some of the Amoraim hold that Bava Kama, Bava Metzia, Bava Basra are, in fact, three separate Masechtas. Now, the Bava Basra follows on the heels of Bava Metzia, because at the very end of Bava Metzia, we already started talking about certain Bava Basra-type topics, topics that relate to partnerships. We already have at the end of Masechtas Bava Metzia, we had about a bias and an aliyah, and a caved in, and who was what to who. We have Shnei Ginos, Zu al Gavzu. That's a type of Bava Basra-type of topic. The Rambam writes that, no, the reason the Rambam in Hatam says that the reason Bava Basra comes last of the three Bavos is because the dinim in Bava Basra are not mefurish b'torah. They're all midivrei kabbalah, or things that are based on svara. Whereas the dinim in Bava Kama, right, Arbavos Nezikin, and the dinim of Bava Metzia, Shemachinim, and Shaval, and Shemesach, all of those are dinim that are mefurash in the Torah. And therefore, we start with that which is mefurash in the Psukim, and move on from there to Bava Basra, which is more Torah Shbal Peh, and things that relate to Svara. So the very first parak of this Masechta is going to talk about if two people have chatzeros near each other, or ginos, or sados near each other. So what the halacha is in terms of dividing between the two properties, and when one person can force the other person to divide a plot of land, if they own it in partnership with each other. And we're also going to discuss the halachos of communally owned types of properties, like a chatzer that's owned by the whole everyone who has a house within that chatzer, or properties that belong to an entire city. So, without further ado, if you have two partners that have a chatzer, that both of their homes open up into that chatzer, and they want to make a mechitza b'chatzer, they build the wall that divides their chatzer right in the middle, that half of the width of the wall goes on the property of one of the partners, and half of the width of the wall rests on the property of the other one of the partners. The Adrama points out that even in a case where they're not dividing the chatzar 50-50, one guy is taking 75% of the chatzar, the other one is taking 25% of the chatzar, they would still take, they would still split the space where the wall is taking up, that they're going to split 50-50. They build the kosel be'emtza. And therefore, makom shenagu livnos gevil, if they live in a place where people generally build mechitzos in their chatzar, made out of a certain type of stone called gevil, which are non-smooth stones, they have rough edges to them, or guzzis, or if they have a minig in them places where they build out of guzzis, which are much smoother stones, or kfisin, which are half bricks, or levenim, which are whole bricks, so bonim, so each one can force the other one to conform to the minig ha-medina. Hakol k'minig ha-medina. Everything goes based on the minig ha-medina. So the Mishnah explains how wide are each of these building materials. So in a place where it's gevil, where the minig is to build out of gevil, so gevil is has a width of 6 tefachim, and therefore, if they're each going to take upon their property half of the width, zenosin shloshet tefachim, v'zenosin shloshet tefachim. Each of them puts 3 tefachim of wall on their own property. Big gazis. Gazis has a width of 5 tefachim. So zenosin tefachim mechza. Zenosin tefachim mechza. Each of them takes on their property 2.5 tefachim. Big kfisin. If the width of the wall is kfisin, is 4 tefachim. Zenosin tefachim. Zenosin tefachim. Bilavainin. If the width is 3 tefachim. Zenosin tefachim mechza. Zenosin tefachim mechza. Each of them gives a tefachim mechza. Now, l'chor, it's a little bit strange why the Mishnah has to tell me the width of each wall if everything is hakol kamina kamadina. So just all it takes to figure out what you're supposed to do is take a short walk around the neighborhood and look at all the walls. I need a Mishnah to tell me how wide this stone is and that brick is. What do you need that for? It's all dependent on minhag ha-medina. So Tosfos in Dibur HaMaskel B'Gvil says that the Mishnah is being mechadesh by telling me these shiurim that you never need to do more than this. And therefore, even if you have a minhag ha-medina to build gvil that's wider than shisha tefachim, you do not have to conform to that minhag ha-medina. Meaning the minhag ha-medina is within a certain range, and the Mishnah is giving us the full range of valid minhag ha-medina. So if you live in a strange place where people build 10 tefach wide walls, well, you don't have to conform. You cannot force your neighbor to conform to that minhag ha-medina. Tosfos adds, however, if the minhag is to build a narrower wall, a less wide wall, then you do that, and you do have to conform to that. And even if the minhag is to build with tree branches, you would do that. However, the Rashba and the Rush write that the Mishnah is trying to tell me precise shiurim, and we do not follow the minhag neither to add nor to take away from the widths of the walls mentioned in the Mishnah, because they had a Kabbalah, the Chacham had a Kabbalah, that a wall that's narrower than what's mentioned in the Mishnah is not going to be able to stand for a significant period of time. And therefore, even if the minhag is to build a narrower wall than that, it's what we call a minhag ta'us, and we do not follow the minhag ta'us. What then does it mean? Hakol k'minhag ha-medina. That means that if they use gevil, so then you can't force a guy to use gazes. But minhag hamedina is the material, it's not the size. The Mishnah is setting a halacha as far as the size. Minhag hamedina is going to determine which material you use. That's how the Rashba and the Rush write. Rabbeinu Yonah writes that if you have a brand new city that does not yet have a minhag, then you use the narrowest wall mentioned in our Mishnah. I mean, you use Levanim. However, the Ramah writes that you should do Lefi Ra'os Eine HaDayanim Al Pi Mumchim, that the Dayanim have to figure out what is the most Mistaver Minag for that area. Meaning, let's say they live in a very windy city. They live in Chicago, right? It's called the Windy City. So if you build narrow walls, they're more likely to blow over. So if they don't have a Minag Medina, so the Dayanim of that city are going to have to figure out. They would go to the CRC Beis Din or whatever, or the I don't want to take sides. I think it's not good, the Beis Din also. So they'll go whichever Beis Din people go to, and but they did. Happens to be they get along, so they'll probably figure it out together. And they'll the chiddush. So they'll figure it out what the size of the width of the wall should be. Okay. So says the Mishnah, lefichach. Since we said that each shutuf can force the other one to participate with him in building the wall and in giving up some of his own karka to build the wall, im nafal hakos al makom avanim shel shneihem, if the wall subsequently falls down, so we now know that each of them had given half of the space that the wall was standing on, and each of them contributed half of the building materials. So without bringing any raya, we can assume that each one is going to take half of the space that the wall was on, and each one is going to take half of the building materials, since that's probably the way the wall got built in the first place. V'chein begina, and the same is true when it comes to a garden where you grow vegetables. Makom shenagu ligdor mechayvin also. If you have a minhag to build between the gardens, so we're mechayiv each one of the balei aginos to be mishtatev in building the fence in between his garden and the other one's garden, in order to give half of the space of the stones and the building material. Aval pebika, but a place that has grain growing in it, where a few people own it together, makom shnagu shelo ligdar, if the minig is not to build in such a place, ain mechayvin aso, then we cannot be mechayiv the other person to build. Now, if you're just reading the simple pshat in the Mishnah, you'd get the wrong impression from the Mishnah. The Gemara is going to discuss this on Daf Dalit. The mashmos of the Mishnah is that in a garden, there were mechayiv a person to build only if there's a known minug to yes build. But if there's a stam and we don't have a known minug, then you can't force him to build. In a bika, we only are not mechayiv him if there's a known minug not to be mechayiv him to build. But if there's a stam, if there's no known minug, then we can be mechayiv him to build. That would be the mashmaus of the simple reading of our Mishnah in the Gemara and Daf Dalit. We're going to show that is not in fact what the Mishnah really means to say. But anyway, we're saying Eli Imratza, if one of them wants to build in between the fields, Konis Latok Shalom Bona, since you have a minug not to build over there, not to build a fence, you cannot force the other fellow to put a fence in between your fields. So if you want to build, you're going to have to move into your own property and build entirely on your side of the property line. Vos Achazus Mibachutz, but you should make a marker on the outside to indicate that this fence was built entirely on your property, meaning that marker will be used in the future as your proof that this fence was not built, that this wall was not built evenly on your property and your neighbor's property. Rather, you gave up 100% of the space for the building of this fence. And lefichach, since you made that chazis that indicates that such, im nafal hakosa lamakom avanim shelo, if subsequently that wall were to fall down, you would be able to keep all the stones and you would be able to keep all the space because you built it and it's all, and you gave all the space to build it. If two people come to jointly agree to build a wall in such a place, so what do you do now? Meaning you can't make a chazis on one side that indicates that it's yours. So what do? Baruch Hakosel Be'emtza. We build the fence right in the middle. Each one contributes because they're both in agreement to do so. Va'usin Chazis Mikan Umikan. And they build the Chazis. They make an indicator on both sides of it, and therefore that will serve to indicate to us later on that they had both evenly contributed to this. Lefichach Im Nafal Hakosel Makom Avadim Shel Shneihem. So if the wall at some point subsequently falls down, they get to split the space that the wall occupied, as well as the stones, the building material that went to making that wall. So says the Mishnah. So now, the Gemara says, let's take a look at this very first phrase of the Masechta. We said, Ashutvin sharatzu lasos mechitza, that if they want to make a mechitza, so what does that word mean? They want to make a wall, a partition? Or does mechitza mean they want to make a division, that they're in agreement to divide a property, but not necessarily a partition? So savrua mai mechitza, Guda. So the initial assumption in the yeshivas was that mechitza means a wall. And kidetanya, and we find similarly that the term mechitza is used to describe a wall in the sugyos of klayim, where the Torah says that you're not allowed to, there's an isser called kilei akerem, you're not allowed to plant a vineyard and grain right next to each other. And if you do plant them right next to each other and there's not adequate separation between them, adequate separation would be defined as either dalet amos or a fence in between them. So then both the grapes as well as the grain are going to become asur bahana'ah. So the Brisa says, mechitza sakerem shenifritza. Let's say you have a mechitza, there's that word mechitza sakerem, and clearly in context it means a fence, a wall that separates a vineyard from the neighboring grain in a field, and that mechitza is nifritza, the mechitza comes down or is breached. So Omer lo, the owner of the grain says to the owner of the vineyard, Gedor, you need to rebuild that that pirtza in order that your vineyard shouldn't aser my grain. I don't want your vineyard to cause problems to my grain. And then Chazra v'nifritza, the Baal HaKerem fixes the mechitza, but then it goes and it gets destroyed again, or it gets breached again. Omer lo Gedor, and again the Baal HaChatzer, the Baal HaTavua says to the Baal HaKerem, I want you to rebuild it. Nisya'ish hemena v'lo Gedorah. If the Baal HaKerem has Yayush and from that pirtza, and he decides that he's not going to rebuild it, and now the grain continues to grow, and it grows more than 1/200th of its total growth while the fence is down, hareza kidesh. Now it becomes asur bahana'ah, it's kilei akerem, v'chayiv b'achriyusa, and the Baal HaKerem has to pay the Baal HaTavuah for the grain that he had asered, because he should have built the fence, it's his responsibility. And but bottom line is, we're not so interested, as far as the core matter of our sugya, is not really the issue of kilei akerem. The core matter of our sugya is how to touch the word mechitza. Now we see that since in the context we talk about a mechitza between a kerem and tavua that prevents kilei akerem from happening, and the mechitza comes down, and then there is kilei akerem. So you see very clearly that the term mechitza, obviously in that context, means a wall. Now it's interesting that the Baal HaTavuah, just getting into the weeds a little bit in the dinim of kilei akerem, apparently it's the Baal HaTavuah's right to demand of the Baal HaKerem that he be the one to build the wall. Now, why is that the case? L'chora, it's difficult. Why is it that the obligation is the Baal HaKerem's obligation? I would have thought that, you know, this is something that is an isser that's generated by proximity of two things to each other, that the chief responsibility shouldn't lie with either one of them. Meaning, as much as the grapevines are assering and ruining the grain is just as equally assering and ruining the grapevines. So why is it the Baal HaKerem's responsibility? So in Shir Rabbi Shmuel, Shmuel Ruzovsky explains, based on Rashi, that the Shir HaRchak of Dalet Amos, where do we get the idea, if you're not going to build a fence, that you need Dalet Amos? That's because of Avodas HaKerem, that the Baal HaKerem, who works in his field, typically needs 4 amos of space in order to tend to his vineyard. And because of that, up until four amos from the vines, the karka is still called a keren. So if you're the one that, and therefore, if you decide to plant all the way up until the property line, you're encroaching on his property, on your neighbor's property, because your keren ends four amos from where your vines end. So if you decide to plant all the way up to the property line, and you say, oh, don't worry about it, there'll be a fence in between us, so it's not going to cause any problem. Yeah, it's not going to cause any problem if there's a fence there. But you're the one that's, if that fence comes down, you're the one that's encroaching on the other guy. So that's how Shmuel explains, based on Rashi, why it's the Bala Kerem's responsibility. The Tosas Rid writes that the reason the Chiyuv of building is the Bala Kerem's responsibility is because he's the one that's causing the Isser. Because really it's the vines that are Yonek, they're the ones that are nourished from the Karka at a greater distance, and therefore they Asser the Tevua, as opposed to the Tevua, which is only Yonek from the Karka directly underneath it. Tosfos, however, says a little differently, that the reason it's Dafka the Bala Kerem is not because that has to build, is not because of the Isser Klayim, but it's because of Hilcha Shcheinim. And we're going to see a Mishnah later on in this Masech, in the second Perek, that a person is not allowed to plant a tree next to his friend's field unless he distances the tree four amos away. And that din is both by trees that will generate an Isser of Kilayim, like Kilei HaKerem, as well as just stam trees, it generates that Isser. But because trees need a certain amount of space to plow around them. So it's a din in Hilcha Shcheinim, nothing to do with this being a Kerem per se. You're just not allowed to have trees next to someone else's field of grain, and therefore it is this fellow's, the Bala Kerem's responsibility to do something about it. Okay, so now what have we proven? We proved from the context of Kerem, if I could just ask
everyone. Does it make a difference who planted first?
Does it make a difference who planted first? So yes, when it comes to Hilcha Shcheinim, it makes a difference who planted first, and we'll get there. So that would be enough Kamina between Tosfos and the other Shitos, certainly. The we're going to have a sugyas about whether it's ala nizik laharchikas atzmo. We'll get to that bezras shem. Okay, so now what we've proven is that the word mechitza itself, means a fence. It does not mean just a division. So now we say, okay, so what's our Mishnah telling us? That hashutfin sharatzu lasos mechitza, that if they've agreed on their own with each other to make a mechitza, then here are the dinim of how to build the mechitza. Sounds like they only are, that one can only force the other in terms of the details of the mechitza because they've already both agreed in principle that they need a wall. So time of deratzu, it's only because they both agreed that they need a wall. Halo ratzu, but if they did not make an agreement between each other that they need a wall, then ein mechayv also, then we cannot be mechayv the other one to participate in building a wall. Alma has Griel Afshim Hezek, which makes it sound like if I can't force you to participate in building a wall, it's only once we agree to build a wall, I can force you on the details of what that wall will look like. Sounds like Hezek Re'iyah is not really called Hezek, and that's why I can't force you to build a wall. So says the Gemara, but maybe there's an alternate way to read our Mishnah. Ve'ema mechitza plukta. Maybe mechitza just means a chaluka, a division. And where do we see such a thing, that mechitza doesn't mean a wall, it means a division? Kedichsiv, when it talks about dividing the spoils of Melchemes Midyan between those soldiers that actually were combat soldiers and those who played more supportive roles back on the home front, it says Vati Mechtzas Ha'eda. So it describes how the Mechtzas, how they would divide the spoils. V'kivin derat, and so you see that the term Mechtza or Mechitza is used to describe a division, not a wall. Ooh, so now what's our Mishnah saying? Hashutafim Shratu Lasas Mechitza. Whenever Shutafim agree that we're going to divide the property, now all of a sudden one of them can force the other one to build a wall. Meaning once we agree that there's going to be a division, then I can force you to make a wall over that division. So what does that tell me? Kivin deratzu bonin es hakosel bal karcho. As soon as we agree that there's going to be a division, I can force you to build a kosel against your will. So Alma Hezekriya Shmei Hezek. So that makes it sound like Hezekriya actually is a legitimate form of Hezek, and that's why I could force you to build a wall. So Frektig Mar'i Hachi, Sharat I hachi hai sharatu lasus mechitza sharatu lachtsos mi baile. Well, if it really meant to make a division, shouldn't it have said that a shutafin sharatu lachtsos? Why does it say lasos mechitza? Doesn't that sound more like a wall? So says Gemara, well, you know, the lashon doesn't fit perfectly if it means a wall either. Elamai, what are you going to say? Guda? It means a wall? Bonus a kosel, bonus somi baile. Instead of the Mishnah saying, then you should build the wall, it should say, build it, because we were already talking about a wall. We already said, shutof in the ratzalas is mechitza, and that means a wall. So the wording in our Mishnah fits neither one perfectly, probably because there were two masoras about this, whether Hazak Riyah Shmehazak or Laf Shmehazak, and Rabbi Yehuda Anasi wanted to incorporate both masoras in the Lashon of the Mishnah. So he dafka picked a Lashon that could be read with a little bit of a krechts either way. It could be read, not perfectly with either one. So it says Gemara Itana Oso, so it says Gemara, no, it never could have said Oso, because had it said Oso, have Aminu B'Mesipas B'Alma, I would have thought that you could build with anything, with any type of flimsy type of material. So kamashmon kosel. That's why I'd say burnas a kosel, meaning that as soon as they agree to divide, to build a wall, so then you have to build a legitimate wall. You have to build a significant wall. That you can't just build mesipas bialma. You can't just build something that's extremely flimsy. So it seems from the maskana of the Gemara that the Mishnah does read perfectly if you assume mechitza means a wall, and it reads imperfectly if you assume mechitza means a division, right? So therefore it makes it sound like they only have to build a wall because they agreed to build a wall. And had they not agreed to build a wall, Hezekriya Lav Shmei Hezek, you would not be able to force the other party to build a wall. So that's what it sounds like is the Maskana, although the Gemara is going to discuss Raya's whether Hezekriya Shmei Hezek or Lav Shmei Hezek. We then said in the Mishnah, Bonus HaKosel Be'emtza, so you build the wall right down the middle between the two properties. Well, pshita, that's obvious that each of them gives up half of the space to build a wall. I need a mission to tell me that. So, lo tzricha, to kadim chad veratzi lechavre. Now, one of them came and was mefayis the other one, meaning one of them, you know, a lot of times you have two neighbors that agree to do something, but one of them is really the driving force. It was the idea of one of them, and he did some convincing. He invited the other one over for dessert, and he gave him a nice wine, and he started talking to him about it. And are you sure? I think it would be nice if we had this doorway between our properties, and that way my kids could cut through and get to shul easier, and your kids could do the same, and whatever. So so one of them was clearly trying to convince the other one. So Ma'od de Tema Matzi Amalei, I might have thought that the one who had to be convinced could say, yes, I agree to go along with this plan in the sense that I was willing to have a wall put up right around my property, but I was not willing to actually give up part of my property. So Kamash Mulan therefore tells us that that's not the din. The din is that if he agrees, it means he's agreeing fully, he's agreeing to give part of his property for that wall. So ask the Gemara, the Hezek Riyah Lav Shmei Hezek, do you mean to tell me that Hezek Riyah is not called Hezek? Meaning we just came to that conclusion that only if they agree to build a wall, we could start forcing each other about the details. But if we never agree to build a wall, I can't force you to build a wall. Hezek Riyah is not called Hezek. So we have a simon of the six rayas that we're going to have as to whether Hezek Riyah Shmei Hezek or Lav Shmei Hezek. So raya number, so the simon is Kosel, Agina Kosel, Kofin, Cholkin, Chalonos, Derav Nachman. So raya number one, Tashma V'chein Begina. It says in our Mishnah that the two people own a garden, they're allowed to build a mechitza between them. They have to build a mechitza between them, and we're going to see on Daf Dalet Amud Aleph that it means that even where the minig is not to build, one balgino can force the other one to build. So you see that Hezek Riyah apparently is called Hezek. Otherwise, how can one guy who owns a garden force the neighbor to build a fence in between their gardens? Answers the Gemara, Gina Shain. You know, the din of a Gina is different than the din of a chatzer. Kid Rabbi Abba, Tam Rabbi Abba, Rav Huna, Rav Asula, Adam La'amod b'sad chavero b'shal she omedes b'kamoseha. That when someone has grain growing in their field and it is ready to be harvested, so you're not allowed to stand there and watch it. You're not supposed to look at the successes of other people. This is the concept that we know of as ayin hara, that you see someone else's success and you look at it with a little bit of jealousy, with a little bit of hatred, and that causes damage to the other person. So that's why you're not allowed to stand by someone else's field at the time of his great success, because you might be ruining it with your eyes and your jealousy. So for that reason, by a gina, you can't stand there when a person's vegetables are ripening and growing beautifully in the garden. So since a gina always has ripened vegetables, you have to build a fence in order that your neighbor shouldn't be able to look at it. But by a chatzer, you don't have ayin hara. So by a chatzer, you don't have to worry about it. So hezek riya? No, there's no such thing as hezek riya. Ayin hara? Yeah, there is such a thing as ayin hara. Meaning we're proving from our Mishnah that there is ayin hara, and for that you could force a guy to build a fence. But that doesn't mean that when there's no clear, obvious signs of success or plenty that's in the guy's property, that there's hezek riya. So it says more, but v'havichein katani. It didn't just say begina. It said v'chein begina, which makes it sound like it's the same din as a chatzer. So it sounds like there is such a concept of hezek riya, and it applies both to a chatzer and to a gina. So as the Gemara, no, the phrase v'chein begina was not going on the reason for building a fence, that the reason for building a fence by a gina is the same as by a chatzer. It's agvil v'gazis. It's going on the materials used for fencing, that the similar materials that you would use for fencing in a chatzer are the similar materials that you would use for fencing in a gina. Now Tosfos raises the question that according to the Shita that hezek re'iyah is shmei hezek, then the Mishnah didn't need to tell me the din of a gina. It only should have told me the din of a chatzer, because the din of a gina is more chamor than a chatzer. Meaning if hezek re'iyah shmei hezek, and I can even force you to build a fence by a chatzer, then kal v'chomer by a gina, where there's not only hezek re'iyah, there's also ayin hara, which is a more severe form of hezek re'iyah, of course I can force you to build. So what's the chiddush according to that? Shita. So Tos suggests that the Mishnah still needs to tell me the din of a gina to let me know that even by a gina we follow minhag medina as far as the building material. Meaning, enochinami, the fact that I can force you to build a fence by a gina is obvious once we say that I could force you to build a fence by a chatzer. But what material to make that fence out of? That's not obvious. That's what I need the v'chein begina to tell me. Now, it's clear in our sugya that according to the opinion that hezek riya lav shmei hezek, the chiyuv to build in a gina is not because of hezek riya, it's because of ayin hara. But the Gemara does not explain or does not clarify whether the shita that hezek riya shmei hezek, if according to the shita hezek riya shmei hezek, then even by a gina you'd have hezek riya, or maybe no, maybe by a gina there's no hezek riya, there's only ayin hara. Meaning, in a chanami, a gina may be worse in that it has ayin hara, but does it also have hezek riya? According to the shita, that hezek riya shmei hezek, do you have that by a gina as well? So the Yad Rama writes that hezek riya applies to a gina as much as it does to a chatzer. The Rush writes that hezek riya by a chatzer is more severe than hezek riya by a gina, because in a chatzer you tend to do more private things. So the need for privacy in a chatzer is greater, while ayin hara is greater in a gina. The Ran's shita is that there is no hezek riya whatsoever in a gina. So even according to the shita that hezek riya in a chatzer is shmei hezek, the chiv to build in a gina is only on account of ayin hara, not on account of hezek riya. So now we move on to raya number two. Tashma, let's bring a raya. We're going to say in the Mishnah Daf Hamad Aleph, Kosel Chatzer Shnafel, you have a wall in between two chatzers that falls down, Mechayvenos Olivnos. One neighbor couldn't force the other one to build, Ad Arba Amos, up until a height of 4 Amos, because 4 Amos will block the neighbor from being able to see in. So even though the chatzer may have initially been taller than 4 Amos, I can force you to build it up until 4 Amos of height. Tosfos in Masechet Shabbos explains that Malakamaso Shel Adam, a person's height is 3 Amos, but that means their height until the shoulder. So the head is a little less than an Amma. So if you build a 4 Amma high wall, then even when I stand on my tippy toes, I'm not going to be able to see over the fence. So that's why 4 Amos suffices. So, but bottom line is, you see, that apparently you could force the guy to rebuild it up until four amos. That must be because of Hazagriya. So don't you see Hazagriya? Shmei Hazag. So says Mar, no, Nafal Shaini. That's only the case where you previously had a wall there. So if you previously had a wall there, there was precedent in that case. So of course you can force the guy to rebuild it over there. That doesn't tell you anything about Hazagriya. In fact, the Gemara with the Karila, my Karila, whoever brought this Mishnah about a Chosel Chatzah Shenafel, didn't he realize we're talking about a case where there was precedent, where the wall was already there? So obviously it's not a Raya. So the Gemara answers that the Makshin thought that there's no Chilik between a new and an old wall. And when it says that there was a wall that had fallen, Seifat Tzrichle, the only reason it had highlighted the fact that there was previously a wall is to highlight what it teaches me in the Seifa, that Me'arba Musulamayla Ein Mechayim Naso. The Chiddush that even if the wall previously, the previously existing wall, was six amos high, I cannot be mechayiv you to build more than four amos, because I can't be mechayiv you to build a wall that does more than protects from Hezek Re'iyah. So the Makshin thought that the only reason we mentioned the existence of a previous wall was to tell me that chiddush, that I can't force you to build up to the height of the previous wall. But the fact that I can force you to build the first four amos, that's regardless of whether there was a previous wall or not. Tashima says, Gemara, let's bring a third raya. We're going to have a Mishnah Dav Zayin on Beis. This is a great way to start the Masechta because it gives you like a tour of the whole first parak. You get sugyas for that are going to be coming up in the next week of Dapim. So more than a week of Dapim, we're going to see as we get to more and more rayas. So Tashima, raya number three. Kofinoso, the Mishnah says, when it comes to building in a chatzar, Kofinoso livnos beishar videlas lechatzar, that one partner in the chatzar could force others to participate in building the guard booth and the door of the chatzar. So Shema Minah Hezek Riya Shema Hezek. So from the fact that you could force someone to build a guard booth, that means you're preventing people from, or a door, it means you're preventing people from coming in. Why do you want to prevent people from coming in? So they shouldn't look at what's going on in your private chatzer. Ooh, so that's a raya that Hezek Riya Shema Hezek. Says Gemara, no, Hezek at the Rabbim Shaini. Look, if it's the Rabbim that are looking in, that everyone agrees that Hezek Riya is significant. Our Shaila is not about that. Our Shaila is whether there's Hezek Riya from your next door neighbor. It's not a right that there's Hezek Riya from the whole world looking in. So that everyone would agree is Hezek Riya. So Raya number four. The Odiyachid though, you mean to tell me Hezek Riya of a Yachid is not Shmei Hezek? Tashma, I'll bring you a Raya from a Mishnah on Daf Yud Aleph. Ein Cholkin as a Chatzar. Two partners cannot force one another to divide the property of a Chatzar. Achye ba arba amos lezeh ba arba amos lezeh, unless it's a sizable enough piece of property that each of them is going to end up with a four amma piece of land. Hayesh ba kadeh lezeh. But it sounds like if it's a sizable enough piece of property that each of them is going to end up with four amos, then Cholkin, then each partner can force the other one to divide the property. My love, Bikosel, what does that mean to divide the property? Doesn't that mean to build a wall because Hezek Riya Shmei Hezek? Says Mar, lo, b'msipas b'alma. Maybe it just means to put up a little shrubbery in between them, but not to build a wall because Hezek Riya is lav Shmei Hezek. And he's just saying that if it's a, the Mishnah is just saying in Daf Yalef, that if the property is large enough, so one can force the other to split the property. Raya number five. Tashema, we have a Mishnah on Daf Chaf Beis Hachalonos. If a person has windows in his home, and someone else wants to build a wall right across from your windows, so Bein Milamala, Bein Milamata, Bein Mikenegdan, Arba Amos. Whether you're going above the height of the windows, below the height of the windows, or across from the windows, you need to distance four Amos higher, four Amos lower, and four Amos across. Tani Allah, and the Brisa says on this Mishnah that the reason you need to be Marchik four Amos means above the height of the window is kedei shelo yala yatzitz v'yira, so that someone shouldn't go up to the top of the wall and bend down and be able to see right through the window of my house. Milamatan, the reason it has to be at least four amos below the height of my window, kedei shelo yamod v'yira, so you don't stand on the top of the wall and peer into my house. Mikenegdan, the reason it has to be four amos of distance away from the windows, kadesh lo yafl, so that you don't darken. Meaning, I rely on those windows for natural light. So when you block that natural light, it's going to darken my whole house. Now, from the fact that we force the guy to build a wall in a way that you're not going to be able to look into the other fellow's house, isn't that a raya that Hezek Riya Shmei Hezek, even of a yachid? A yachid's Hezek Riya, he's looking into my house, and that's a problem. So it says, Gemara Zeket Dabai Shaini. Well, everyone agrees, looking at someone's home is Hezek Re'iyah. So we're sort of narrowing it down in the course of bringing these Rayas, meaning we thought the Al-Machlokas is, does Hezek Re'iyah count at all? So we've narrowed it down in three ways. We said, well, if it's he's looking at my successes, like in my garden, that everyone agrees, that's Hezek Re'iyah. That's Ayin Haras, so therefore it's Hezek Re'iyah. Then we said, well, if the whole world is able to look in, that everyone agrees, that's Hezek Re'iyah. If he's looking at my house, not in my yard, but in my house, that everyone agrees is Hezek Re'iyah. So we narrow down the machlokas to a case where I don't display my success, a place where I don't display my success, like a chatzar, and it's only my neighbor who's looking in, and he's not looking into the most private areas that I own, he's only looking into the chatzar. And that brings us to Raya number 6. Tashma, Tamar of Nachman number Shmuel. If a person has a roof next to someone else's chatzer, and the chatzer is on even height with the gag, so you have to build a 4-amma high makkah around the gag, a 4-amma fence around the gag, so the bala gag should not be able to look into the chatzer when he goes up to his roof. They use the rooftops, so I don't want you looking at my chatzer. Now the fact that I can force you to build a makkah, that tells me Hezek Re'iyah Shmei Hezek. So it says Murna Shiny Hassam, maybe the gag is different. Domle Bala Chatzar, the Bala Gag, the Didik Vili Tashmishi. He could say, look, in my Chatzar, I have Tashmish Kavua. I'm always using my Chatzar. It's my yard. Lididach Lok Vialach Tashmishtach. But yes, you use your roof, but not at known periods of time. And it's very sporadic when you use your roof. I'm never going to know when you're there because you're not always there. Velo Yadana Behei in the Salika Vasis. I'm not going to be mindful of exactly when you're going up to use your roof. It's tanaminach that I can know to be on guard, to be more private in terms of my behavior. So if it's a situation where you're there all the time, ironically, it's easier for me to deal with than a situation where you're not there all the time. If you're there all the time, I know that this is an area that I cannot treat like a private area, and I'm going to have to be careful how I behave. But if it's an area that you're not there all the time, I'm not used to behaving in a very, in a very tsanua way, or in a way that is more guarded, and therefore it's going to be Hezek Re'iyah. Okay, so we don't have a clear raya one way or the other from all six rayas that we bring, although the six rayas helped us narrow down the field of the machlokas. Okay, Be'ez Hashem, stay tuned to the WhatsApp group to find out what time Shir is going to be tomorrow. It will probably not be the same time, a little bit later probably, but everyone have a wonderful day, and thank you for joining.
Enjoy COVID.